Good morning, brothers and sisters. Yesterday, Scout spoke towards the law of sin and death, and how you have that spiritual death that occurs when you sin, and he spoke of that from Romans chapter 5, verses 12 through 21. And this isn't at all coordinated, but briefly I want to speak to you this morning about physical death. Death, which is a topic that has been on the minds of many in this congregation recently, and among many of you, I'm sure, is something that I think is feared more among the general population than anything else. However, the Christian has a very unique perspective on death, do they not? Because of the hope that is found within us, 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15. In fact, it may have even led you to have some sort of dilemma in your mind. Many of you perhaps have thought to yourself, is it better for me to remain in this life, or is it better for me to go on and be with the Lord? Now, I mean, not that we have any control over that matter, but it's certainly something that many, including myself, have often pondered. Now, if you have, maybe you've thought to yourself, it's almost as if someone else has gone through this exact same dilemma in your mind. Turn your Bibles to Philippians chapter 1, if you would. If you have thought that, it's because there was one who had this same dilemma going on in his mind, and his name was Paul. He was an apostle. And then we see this in Philippians chapter 1, verses 19 through 26. He had just spoke about how some preached Christ for reasons that are not exactly pure motives, but regardless, he rejoices anyway. And then in verse 19, he says, "For I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayer and supply the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I should be ashamed, but with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. But if I live on and in the flesh, this will mean fruit for my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I cannot tell, for I am hard-pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you. And being confident of this, I know that I shall remain and continue with you for your progress and the joy of faith, that your rejoicing for me may be more abundant in Jesus Christ by my coming to you again." So just with a quick read through, the initial question is answered. He says, whether in the body or out of the body, Christ will be magnified, and that's good enough for me. But to have such thoughts really forces you to immerse yourself in this section of Scripture, which is a good thing for anybody. So the aim of this is to briefly examine the concept of death from a Christian perspective, and also to see how we can imitate Paul as he imitated Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1. The first thing we can see from this section is that Paul was confident in his salvation. He said to die is gain, and he would rather go and be with Christ, which is far better. Meaning that he had no doubts about where his eternal residence was. And Paul was so confident because he believed in the grace of God. He said in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8, "For by grace you have been saved, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." He believed what was spoken in past times by God through the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18, when he said, "Come, let us reason together, for though your sins were as scarlet, they shall be white as snow; though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool." In 1 Timothy chapter 1 verses 12 through 16, he believed, we see that he believed, even though by his words he was the chief of sinners, regardless of that, he still obtained grace and mercy through Jesus Christ. Paul also believed in the promises of God. He believed that God loved the world so much that he fulfilled the promise of Genesis 3:15 by sending his only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life, John 3:16. He believed that those who remained faithful unto death would receive that crown of life, Revelation 2 and verse 10. This man had no doubt that God was going to do exactly what he said he was going to do. He wasn't thinking, I've lived this faithful life and I've done these things in the kingdom, but what if it isn't enough? What if all the things that I've done were for nothing? But rather he said, I know where I will be because of what I have done and the life that I have lived. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, when writing before his death, he says to Timothy in chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight, I've kept the faith, I've run the race." Paul, how can you speak about death with such confidence? How can you say those things in the face of death? Well, it's because of verse 8 of 2 Timothy chapter 4. "Finally, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me, but not only to me, but all who have loved his appearing." So practically speaking, do we have that same confidence that Paul did? Do we believe in the grace of God like we should? Do we believe in God's promises enough to be sure of our eternal salvation? The next thing we see from Philippians chapter 1, verses 19 to 26 is that Paul desired to go home. Which did Paul prefer? Did he prefer to remain in the flesh? Or did he prefer to go on and be with his Lord? Now, we have the answer, but even if he didn't directly state the answer here, I think we could accurately say which one it was. Remember, this was the man who, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 24 through 27, said that he received 40 stripes minus one, that he was beaten with rods, that he was stoned, that he was shipwrecked, that he was in many perils, he was weary, exhausted, thirsty, and fastings, often hungry and cold and naked. This was a guy who had it rough in his Christian life. So if you were the Apostle Paul, which would you prefer? Remaining in that, or going on and being with the Lord? This is a man who wanted to be with the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8, he said, "We are confident, yes, well pleased rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. I would much prefer to shed this earthly body, this earthly tent, and be present with the Lord." Now we know that Paul was not looking forward to death, but he was looking towards what came after death with great anticipation. So do we have that same desire to be home? Friends, we need to start thinking about the fact that this life is not all that there is. We often get so caught up in the mundane things in this life that we forget that there is much more than just this life. If we have lived a faithful life to our Creator, we ought to be looking towards eternity with great anticipation, with great excitement. So Paul was confident in salvation. Paul desired to be home. Yet we also see that Paul was still looking out for others. Look at verses 24 through 26 once again. He says, "Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you. And being confident in this, I know that I shall remain and continue with you for your progress in the joy of faith, that your rejoicing for me may be more abundant in Jesus Christ by my coming to you again." Regardless of how sure Paul was in his salvation, regardless of how much he desired to be home, to be with the Lord, he was still mindful of others. He knew that his continuing to live would be a benefit to others, because he knew that his life was geared towards the furtherance of the gospel, which he's going to speak on in verses 27 through 30. He truly looked out not only for his own interests, but for the interests of others, Philippians 2 and verse 4. Now we know there's going to be hard times in life, but regardless of those hardships that we face in life, we must be mindful of others first, which is benevolence or selflessness. And what is the ultimate example that we have of selflessness? Is it not Jesus, feet and hands nailed to the cross, crying out to his killers, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," Luke 23, verse 34. If he can have that attitude in that situation, then there's no place where we cannot be selfless. So once again, by simple application, are we confident in our eternal residence? Can you say with an honest heart, "I know that I will be with the Lord after my death"? Do you have a daily desire to be there? Are we looking past this temporal life? Is our life geared towards eternity, or is it geared towards tomorrow? Are we looking out for others in any situation? Honestly, ask yourself, do I look for opportunities to serve others at all times? So, brothers and sisters, let us always be walking in love towards one another and always be putting each other's interests ahead of our own. And let us never forget that we can look death boldly in the face and say, "Oh, death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? Thank you for your attention this morning.